وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother, according to the long experience in this field, in giving sadaqah to this kind of organizations and companies where they say we do this to Palestine, we do that to Palestine, in most of them it doesn't reach like how you give. You understand? If you give 15 pounds, you're gonna reach. If it's gonna reach, you're gonna reach maybe quarter or less than that. That's why, my dear brother, I wanted to realize this issue. If really all the charities that went to Palestine reached to them, I think Palestine should be the most richest country in the world. You understand? That's why I'm telling you, a lot of people, they feed in themselves by the name of Palestine. If you have a direct way or a safe way to give it to them, to the poor people there or anywhere in the Muslim world, you should do. Otherwise, my dear brother, find the poor people that are nearest to you or people that you can reach to them, and you give it to them directly, barakallahu fiqh, without any kind of middle organizations. Your second question, can you give a charity to someone's name who alive? The answer, yes. You can give a charity to someone by the name of someone who's alive if he know and he had the niyyah to receive your deeds to him. For example, you want to pay £10. You want to pay £10 to someone. Okay, you want to pay £10 by the name of your mother. You understand? Who she's still alive. You must tell her, Mom, look, I'm going to pay £10. This is for you, inshallah. Or the zakatul fitrah, or whatever. Because it's a ibadah, and the ibadah need niyyah. Innama al-a'malu binniyat. If she doesn't have the niyyah, how she can receive your reward? You understand? This is different if you want to pay the loan of your mother or your friend. If you pay the loan, it doesn't need his niyyah. You just pay direct, then after that, you know, khalas, I paid your loan. You doesn't need to pay that. You understand? Because it's not a pure ibadah like the charity. Hafizakallah.